It's Abundant Living, your guide to experiencing a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, with your host, founder of AbundantLiving.org, David Leisenfeld.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Abundant Living program. I'm glad you're joining us here today. I am David Leisenfeld, as Garrett just introduced me, founder of Abundant Living, and I hope that you will stay tuned for this program where we talk about living a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, coming to know Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord. And as we focus on Him, as we set our mind on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God in heaven, we come to know a richer, more fuller life, not because of material things we gain on this earth, but because of the spiritual riches that we attain in heaven. And as we come to know God and Christ, for this is eternal life. You know, eternal life is not about being conscious forever. Eternal life is much more than that. It is about knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ, having fellowship with them, and also fellowship with the Holy Spirit, which is what we've been talking about here the last couple weeks and we'll continue on today, because we need to know God. And God said He sent us the promised Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to convict us of sin, to convict us of righteousness, to convict us of judgment, so that we leave the world and we become children of God. And so we started talking about this over the last few weeks. We're going to continue today on this subject. But if you ever missed part of this program or want more information, go to www.abundantliving.org. That is our website. I invite you to join us there. And also you can find out about Rock Valley Christian Church. That is the church that I'm pastoring. And if you are not involved in a church, if you do not have a place to go to be encouraged, to be inspired, to hear the Word of God taught, a place where people believe in keeping the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus as the patience of the saints, as it says in Revelation 14:12. I invite you to join me there at Rock Valley Christian Church each week. And I would love to have fellowship with you and be a helper in your joy in Christ Jesus. So find out about it. It's a brand new church, just started. If you have talents, if you have gifts, come join us, because you should be involved in your church, and you should be participating. Christianity is not a spectator sport. This is a place to participate and join God in His great work of bringing many sons to glory, and the great commission to go out, to call, to preach the gospel, to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to teach people to observe all that Christ has commanded us. And so that is what we do at Abundant Living. It's coming to know Christ, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and to live by the things that He has taught us, because He is our Lord. We're not our own Lord. We're not our own master. Jesus is. And we understand that. We want to teach that, and we want to encourage you to know the fullness of life, to know what satisfaction is, to know what contentment is, to know what the way of love is, so that we can live it together and be helpers for each other as we live in this way of life. Now, we're going to continue on here. Oh, and if you don't have the internet at AbundantLiving.org, if you can't go there for some reason but want to find out more about Rock Valley Christian Church, give me a call, 800-799-5199. I always want to give that number for those of you that don't use the internet. And I know, surprisingly, a number still don't, and that's okay. So give me a call, 800-799-5199. Always enjoy hearing from you as well. You can get our address either by calling that number or by going to AbundantLiving.org as well. Let me know how these shows have inspired you and helped you along the way in your walk with Jesus Christ. Now, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We've talked about how the Holy Spirit first testifies of Jesus Christ, then convicts us of sin, convicts us of righteousness, leads us into truth, and then convicts us of judgment. And judgment is coming. Don't ever put off the fact that judgment is coming. And the ruler of this world, that is Satan, has been judged already, and his time's drawing to an end. Because Jesus is going to return, and He is going to reign on this earth. And the ruler of darkness will be put away. And so there is judgment coming. And realize that when Christ returns, there's also judgment for all of those who are living on the earth. We're all being judged. Judgment is now on the household of God. And there is coming a time when all shall stand before the throne of Christ and give account for Himself. And so we need to know that. We need to appreciate the fact that there is judgment and realize the judgment in our lives and the judgments that we can make in our own lives can spare us a lot if we can look to God's Word and be led by the Spirit to turn from miserable ways unto good and godly ways. Now, one of the things that the Spirit does when God sends us the Holy Spirit, this is so important, is the Holy Spirit imparts a godly mind to us. A godly mind. We need a godly mind. If you will, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2. I'll pick this up in beginning in verse 11. 1 Corinthians 2, I'm going to read verses 11 to 16. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now we have the mind of Christ in us, my friends, as the Spirit of God lives within us. We cannot deceive ourselves into thinking that we are Christians if the Spirit of God is not abiding in us. We must have God's Spirit. We must thirst. You know, Jesus said, let him who thirsts come unto me, and I will give him of the rivers of living water, and they will flow out of him, a belly, out of his belly, rivers of living water. There in John 7, verses 37 to 39. And so, we need to thirst for God's Spirit. And Paul says, do not quench the Spirit. Pray for the Spirit. Stir up the Spirit. Our Father in heaven says that he will give his Holy Spirit to those who ask him. And we need to ask, and we need to be persistent, and we need to be persevering, because we need the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, we are just in the flesh. And we will be thinking and reasoning with our own natural minds, as we've just read about here in 1 Corinthians 2. And we need to go past that. We need to go past just thinking with our own minds. And we need to have the mind of God. The mind of Jesus Christ is kind of a culmination of allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work in us that we've been talking about. Teaching us about Jesus. Convicting us of sin. Convicting us of righteousness. Leading us into truth. Convicting us of judgment. When we have these things and we follow through and let the Holy Spirit do its work in our lives, then he brings us to a godly mind. The Holy Spirit brings us to have a godly mind. And so we must submit ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit. We must have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And not disregard this precious, awesome gift. The Helper. The Comforter. The Spirit of Truth we all need so desperately. We need the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, we are just not going to be godly. Now, the next thing the Holy Spirit does, not only helps us to understand things that are spiritual, not only helps us to understand the Word of God in a spiritual way, but the Spirit produces fruit in our lives. Turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now, in verse 16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now, I want to tell you something about this. Sometimes in life, we think that following the Holy Spirit is simply following what is in our heart. But that is not what it is. If you hear a religion that says, whatever is in your heart, just do what's in your heart. What did Jesus say? Out of the heart. He said, everything that is evil and corrupt, murders, adulteries, sexual immoralities, these things flow out of the heart. It is what comes out of the heart of man that defiles a man. That's what Jesus Christ said. He wasn't saying follow your heart. He didn't even follow his own heart. He said, as he saw his father doing, he did. As he heard his father speaking, he spoke. Because we are not about following our own hearts. We're about following the Spirit of God. And there is a difference. Because sometimes our hearts have desires and emotions that are in contrast to God. And so when we read here about not for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, they're contrary, that's really your heart. When we talk about it today, we say, what is in your heart? We might just be saying, well, what's in your flesh? And the works of the flesh are evident: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, and on the list goes. These things are not of God. You know, if your heart's telling you to leave your wife and children and go have an affair with somebody else, that's not God. That might be your heart, but that is not the Spirit of God. And in our lives, we must understand that if we are going to have the liberty that is in Jesus Christ, He has to be the Lord of our life. For where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. But that requires Him being Lord in our lives. And Jesus lives in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is not finite in human form anymore. He is infinite in His glory in heaven. And He has prayed to the Father to send to those who believe in Him the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit lives in us, we become convicted of what is right and what is good and the way to go. And we leave go of the flesh. And we no longer live by the lust of the flesh. We live by the Spirit of God. Galatians 5, verse 24 says, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." See, there is overcoming that we do now. As the Holy Spirit lives in us, He is recreating us. Just as the Spirit moved along the face of the earth in Genesis 1 and recreated the whole earth, removed it from darkness, removed it from water, and had a creation take place, you are now God's new creation. You are the creation that God has sent forth His Spirit into your life to recreate you, to make you into who God would have you to be. God just doesn't want you to live forever with consciousness in a sinful way. God loves you too much for that. Now, God accepts us just as we are, with all of our sins, with all of our weakness. But God loves you too much to leave you that way. And so the Spirit of God continues to work, first to testify of Jesus, then to convict us of our sinfulness, then to convict us of righteousness that we have through Christ, then to lead us into truth, to convict us of judgment. And there is judgment coming for this world and for the rulers of darkness and even for all the people. There is eternal judgment. And we know judgment, and we can discern between what is good and godly and produces life and what is evil and wrong and produces death. And the Spirit imparts to us a godly mind so we can understand these things, and the Spirit produces fruit. Now, as the Spirit of God lives in us, notice Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And as the Spirit of God lives in us, we will be living a way that God does. Fruit in our life will come forth. And we won't be thinking about the lust of the flesh. We will be led and guided by the Spirit of God. Now, this isn't just some theory. I'm talking about a practice. And that is why we must have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because if we do not have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we're going to miss out on the beauty of God in our lives. The Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, teaches us, instructs us, shows us things to come, brings to remembrance things that we've learned and things that have happened, will tell us what to speak. And the Holy Spirit will not speak of His own will, but of the will of the Father in heaven. And so as the Holy Spirit comes in our lives, as we receive the Holy Spirit, we become changed for Christ, changed to live like Christ. And just as Jesus lived without sin, free from sin by the power of the Spirit, so will we, as we submit our lives unto Jesus Christ and unto the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh. So let us make the Spirit first in our lives, against ourselves, against our own ways, and our own wishes. Now, the Holy Spirit will do many more things, and we're going to continue this when we come back here on the Abundant Living Program, so stay tuned.
Is your home filled up with stuff? while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.
Welcome back here to the Abundant Living Program. I am David Liesenfeld. You were just listening to the beautiful sound of Carolyn Sharpen. And hey, if you'd like to hear her in person, if you'd like to hear me teach in person, well, I'd love to meet you. Come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church. To find out more, go to AbundantLiving.org. That is our website, AbundantLiving.org. And you can click there on the icon on the first page. Just click on the picture of Rock Valley Christian Church. It'll take you to the website, find out about the church. Meeting out in Lake Elsinore, California. Have people traveling a long way already. Why don't you travel on out to be encouraged? If you're not in a place where you're receiving encouragement to know Jesus Christ, to walk in these ways that we talk about here each week, I'd like you to join with me, and I'd like to fellowship with you. And if you don't have the internet, if you can't go to AbundantLiving.org to find out, give me a call. This toll-free number, 800-799-5199, to find out more. Now, we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that we need in our lives. And as you might be seeing, we've gone through a progression here these last weeks, talking about how the Holy Spirit works in our lives to make us complete, to create us. And just as the Holy Spirit moved upon the earth and recreated as God commanded, so the Holy Spirit moves upon our lives and recreates us as our Father commands. And so realize we are the new creation in Christ Jesus, prepared for good works. And it's not just about getting us life, it's about making us life-producing, life-giving. Just as the earth produces life, it is not just alive of and by itself, but it gives life to creatures, it gives life to us. And so we have food and we have plenty and we have abundance because the earth is not just alive, but it's giving life to so many creatures. And as God works in our lives, as the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, we will not only have life for ourselves, but we will be life givers as well, being able to produce abundance. And that's why Jesus said, if you thirst, come to Him and He will give you drink. And He said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. God wants you to be a gusher of the Holy Spirit, so that you are giving life to others, giving love, showing a way that God lives, because we are ambassadors of a kingdom. In this world's time and the ruler of this world's time, Satan the devil, is coming to an end, and Jesus will return to establish the kingdom, and all kingdoms of this earth shall be the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now we've been talking about the Holy Spirit producing fruit. But here's something very interesting. The Holy Spirit shows us what is to come. We have a Spirit that shows us what is to come. John 16 and verse 13 says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Now, this is important because we need to know what is happening, what is coming. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 to 10 say this, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, we hear that verse quoted quite a bit, but notice the next verse. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. He shows us what is coming. And He keeps the goal in mind by teaching us, by telling us. And it says the Holy Spirit searches the deep revelations to know what is the end of all that this life is, to know what the meaning of life is. And we find meaning in life as we know the Holy Spirit and as we have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And so there is this relationship. And as we've been talking about, there's a lot of fellowship. The Holy Spirit gives us a lot of fellowship with God because there is a process to this. And that's the next thing. The Holy Spirit makes you a child of God. God reveals things to His servants, to His children. But notice here in Romans 8, verses 14 to 17, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." I mean, wow, isn't that exciting? What more to life do we want to be other than the children of God? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father," which basically means like daddy. So intimate. The Holy Spirit leads us into this relationship. As we are led by the Spirit, we become the children of God. We become His. And so we have not received a spirit of fear. We received the spirit of adoption. God has adopted you. And if God has not adopted you, then come to Rock Valley Christian Church. I would love to talk with you and counsel with you and help you come to Christ and be baptized in water and be baptized with the Spirit so that we can be children together and be helpers of each other's joy and be encouraged on the walk. Again, go to abundantliving.org to find out more about Rock Valley Christian Church or call me, 800-799-5199. I want to help you. You'll hear that number again later if I said it too fast. But we need to be giving our lives to God, to be baptized in water, to be baptized in the Spirit, to receive the adoption of sonship. Verse 16, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." We are the children. We're not the pet. No, we're not some other creature that lives outside in a doghouse or someplace. We are the children of God. Verse 17, "And if children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Just let these verses soak in. Let the Spirit of God move upon you to help you to realize the great plan of God in your life to make you His own, to call you His own child. We need to know this power. We need to know this life. And notice this, dropping down to Romans 8, verses 26 to 27, the next thing. This is actually point number 10. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for you. Romans 8, 26. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Awesome. Our relationship with God is dependent upon the Holy Spirit. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. We're selfish. We're fleshly, but as we are led by the Spirit, as we live in the Spirit, as we pray in the Spirit will make intercession for us with God. I'm knowing the will of God, the Spirit of God will teach us what to pray. We got to love this Holy Spirit. We need to cherish the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, we are lost and we will not be new creatures in God. We must have the Holy Spirit living in us, teaching us, convicting us of sin, convicting us of righteousness, giving us the mind of God, showing us what's going to come, showing us that we are the children of God, helping us to pray, helping us to walk, helping us to have a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. And if you do not have the Spirit, this is not going to be happening in your life. So we must give our lives to the Spirit. Now, if you're not in a place where you're being encouraged and instructed in this way, join me at Rock Valley Christian Church. Go to abundantliving.org to find out more. Abundantliving.org or call 800-799-5199. 877-999-5199. Until next week, walk with God.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.